Good afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the Australian share market has kept faith with the futures market. It was predicting that the ASX 200 would open lower this morning. It did. There was a bit of selling pressure in the early part of the session. The market fell by about 28 points or a half of 1% at the lowest ebb of the day. But the resilience of the market has come to the fore again. It had a couple of attacks on the low, if you want to put it in that aggressive sort of language, but the market held up, and thereafter we've seen the index recover a little bit. Now as we move into the early part of the afternoon, the market's down by about 7 points. So not a bad outcome considering that it has risen by about 4% for the week so far. We've got a long weekend ahead of us. That brings with it the possibility of event risk, which includes the release of the US unemployment report later on tonight, which is the marquee event of the week in many respects and has the potential to carry with it some pretty unsavoury news in relation to the US employment landscape. But the tendency of investors at the moment is to look through bad news. It's a question of whether that behaviour continues or whether or not it gets arrested because of something that really gets everyone's attention, and will that be the employment figures tonight? So that remains to be reconciled. But in terms of the performance of the market today, consumer discretionary stocks have been the main weight on the market, in addition to the performance of the healthcare stocks. Nothing scientific about it, just some of these names have had a pretty good run. Wesfarmers, for example, is down by about a little over 1%. It's up by about 3% over the course of the week. Qantas shares are doing quite nicely today. They are up by about 3%, up 16% for the week so far. So following on from themes that we've seen in US and European markets in recent days, the prospect of services being resumed in the near term helping these shares higher. United Airlines was the big improver overnight. It was up by 40%. So today Qantas doing nicely. CSL is an example of why we're seeing the healthcare sector weigh down, and the broader market. Actually, it's a big contributor to the overall performance of the market today, down by about 4%. Still up by about 2% in weekly terms. Elsewhere, Cochlear, Fisher & Paykel Healthcare, ResMed, Ramsay Healthcare, those stocks have been down by about 2% in earlier trade. The overwhelming reason for the market being able to consolidate and at least not fall further into negative territory has been the performance of the banks. So all of the big four are up. We've got the NAB and Westpac groups up by around 2%. One of the big themes of the week that has been the main topic of conversation has been the performance of the buy now, pay later cohort. So for any number of reasons, OpenPay has resumed with a loss of 14% today, but over the course of the week, it is up by a staggering 132%. Zip Money, or Zip as it's now referred to, it is down by about 7%, having risen by about 47% over the course of the week. Sezzle is another one. It's down 2% today. It's up by about 38% in weekly terms. And it hasn't taken long, but Afterpay, it's the incumbent now, and its performance has been quite modest by comparison. So that stock today is down by around 3%. It's up by about 6% in weekly terms, which is a shadow of what we've seen compared to some of its newly arrived competitors. And finally, still on the consumer theme, Kogan.com.au is up by 7%. This organisation has been thriving in terms of its share price in recent times. An example of what we have seen in overseas markets, particularly in the US, where stocks that have got their execution model tweaked perfectly for the circumstances have thrived in the COVID-19 lockdown crisis. So today they have highlighted that their gross sales in the fourth quarter in year-to-date terms are up by 100% compared to the previous corresponding period. Their gross profit is up by about 130%. Active customers have also risen impressively, so the shares are ahead by 7% today. And they also said that their full year to date underlying earnings are up by around 50%. So all of those are music to the ears of the share market, the stock doing quite nicely in year-to-date terms as well. The Aussie dollar is holding up reasonably well under the circumstances. It hasn't shown that intent to move back towards the 70 US cent mark, so it's still hovering around that 69.4 level.